Dan,
Yu Chen,
and Ethan.
With your 9am Z lines. In local news, Burley RSL has decided to move its historic Anzac Day dawn service ceremony an hour later from what was originally 4:30am to 5:30am. The timing of 4:30am coincided with the exact moment Anzac soldiers landed at Gallipoli 111 years ago tomorrow. RSL sub-branch board member Todd Sheaves believes that this change will boost attendance and says that the ceremony in Australia does not coincide with dawn itself as it breaks usually at around 6am. Our Anzac dawn service started at 4:30am and a lot of people felt it was too early because it started in the dark and finished in the dark and there was not a whisker of light by the time it ended, he said. Despite this change from normality, there are no official regulations when dawn service ceremonies are held, both in the Gold Coast and in the nation.
In other local news, the Greyhound racing venue, The Kew, has between 8,000 to 15,000 documents that relate to injuries, track conditions and veterinary intervention, which has been refused from investigation by the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission. Although the documents were within the scope of a right to information application, the QRIC claimed that despite the focus of the investigation being narrowed to limiting the time frame to 4 months, restricting to safety and welfare matters, and confining the correspondence to senior executives, it would simply take too long to process, taking up dedicated staff's time. Amy Macon, the president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds and former State Greens MP, said that, quote, when you reach the point where there's too much welfare information to look at, that becomes just as significant as the incident themselves. The volume alone underlines the need to close the queue and phase out greyhound racing, unquote.
In national news, National Disability Insurance Scheme, or NDIS, is cutting funds and moving people out of the scheme, aiming to bring the cost of National Disability Insurance Scheme down to $55 billion by the end of the decade. Regional disability service providers say smaller operators will not survive another round of changes. Many service providers claim that the cuts are adding stress on families. Beck Shepherd cares for her son Jack, who has Down syndrome, and her daughter Evelyn, who has autism. She says that they are adding financial stress to shore up the future plans. Under the current settings, the scheme is forecast to cost $70 billion by the end of the decade. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler said, "We cannot afford for the NDIS to continue growing at its present rate, but far more importantly, we can't afford for the NDIS to fail."
And in more national news, the Australian Red Cross has begun to use gender-neutral assessments for blood and platelet donations. According to the Lifeblood Executive Director, Kath Stone, the eligibility criteria for blood donation has been expanded after the Therapeutic Goods Administration approved the removal of gender-based sexual rules last year. Since the rule change, people such as Adelaide registered nurse Luke Moorcraft has been able to donate blood for the first time. Moorcraft and his husband themselves have donated plasma 20 times so far, saying, "I feel like I'm doing my part and paying forward. I'd like to think that a lot of people would go out there and donate as well if they have the opportunity." This change, however, is still behind on the times for polyamorous people, with anyone who have had new or multiple sexual partners in the last 3 months being asked to wait another 3 months to donate, with most quoted articles about the topic stating most people in long-term monogamous relationships as the people being able to give blood.
In international news, 18 people have been injured, with 5 in critical condition after a 2-train head-on collision in North Copenhagen, Denmark. 37 people were traveling on the 2 trains at around 6:30 that morning when the crash occurred. The trains being seen crashed in with shattered windows and windshields. This is the first train crash since 7 years ago, when in August of 2019, a train collided with a semi-trailer leading to the death of 8 passengers and injuring 16 others. There's no current information about what led to the crash on Thursday, with investigations still underway and many different theories.
For your weather today, there are chances of showers across the city, and it is currently 22 degrees, feeling like 19, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is 2.9, predicted to reach 6.2, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Flu season is upon us. You can still help prevent spreading the flu by just washing your hands in warm soapy water for 15 seconds. The length it takes to sing happy